The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hello, and thanks for joining me for another episode of Climate Matters. I'm Lindsay Wood, I'm the Director of Climate Strategy Company Resilience Limited, and Climate Matters is brought to you by Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station. Fresh FM broadcasts in Blenheim on 88.9, to Eastern Golden Bay on 95.0, across the Nelson CBD on 107.2, and to the Nelson Tasman region on 104.8. It's also streamed to the planet on freshfm.net, and podcasts of Climate Matters and of other locally produced shows are available through freshfm.net and through the accessmedia.nz app. Well, what are we covering today? Today we are covering Climate Matters number 90, the latest issue that has just come out. And unexpectedly, it's also another political issue. As I said in the mini editorial I write, a week is a long time in climate politics, and we've had a lot of things. Not only have we had stuff like the aftermath of Cyclone Gabrielle, but we've also had the Labour Party doing pathetic U-turns on climate, and we've also had other international news coming in. So the theme of this one was, government make room for someone else to run the climate strategies. Successive governments have had enough rope to hang themselves on climate, is the heading of one of the articles. And then the next one is, so what might Plan B look like? And then a third one is offering a climate policy to one of the political parties. The Black Ferns and the All Blacks offer a great political opportunity. And then it's not too weird to headhunt Naomi James. You might not have heard of Naomi James. She was the CEO of an oil company, and we'll more about her later. And then finally, we got quite a lot of feedback from Greta Thunberg, because we give a link to that interview, and I encourage people to listen, or watch, I should say, and people were so enthusiastic about that. So we are giving the link again, and if we have the space, we will put it up on the Fresh FM Climate Matters webpage. So anyway, let's get into Climate Matters, Climate Matters number 90, which came out on the 16th of March. As I said, it was a move over government and make way for Plan B on climate. I even gave a couple of spoofs of Hipkins and of Luxon, Chris Hipkins, the Prime Minister, saying our policy will cut spending on bus fares and reduce bus emissions. How will we do that? We're going to slash 20% of the bus routes. That's, of course, a spoof policy. And then the spoof with Christopher Luxon is, what's an emission? And what's a bus? As just to replicate some of his very shallow thinking on climate. So if we want a demonstration of the ineptitude of government on climate, as if we ever really would want that, Prime Minister Chris Hipkins' shallow populist U-turns show how bereft his team is of understanding of climate issues and bereft of ideas to respond to them. The Greens' James Shaw, Minister of Climate Change, must take some of the rap, but outside cabinet he was again shafted by Labour, with their head in the wrong space. So a message to you, Rachel Boyack, if you're listening. You are our MP, you are on the Labour side of the government. Please give your own party a kick up the backside and tell them to get their head in the right space on climate. It is pathetic what they are doing. It illustrates to people who look at climate a bit that they either don't know what they're doing or else they don't care. Neither of those is acceptable. A double tragedy is that National and ACT trail even behind Labour. So accepting that we will have a government after the elections, and that they will still have a climate policy, it's more critical than ever to give climate-committed MPs enough vote to have clout inside cabinet. And here's a quote, and it's a quote from Joe Moyer, who is the political editor at Newsroom. Labour has overtaken National as the party of doing nothing. That's a pretty sad indictment, isn't it? So what might Plan B look like? Well, I've said the show being run by a mix between a war cabinet, a crack think tank, and a change management team on steroids. This is a week after the International Week of Women, and so I want to extend that week by nominating an all-woman team to run the show. And here's who I would suggest that we do that. But I think they also need to come with generous funding. They need to have a lot of delegated authority, and they need to have a good and dynamic or flexible briefing from the Climate Change Commission. So here are some amazing women, and I'm going to claim Naomi James, even though she's an Aussie. She's got a Kiwi mum. She's just finished a 3-year stint working in New Zealand. And here are the 5 women that I'm putting up to run the show. Chloe Schwarbrick, who's got a razor-sharp mind, and she's got boundless courage, and she's just, I think, a wonderful ambassador for the climate issues that we have to be addressing. Naomi James, as I mentioned, and there's a little bit more about her, but she's a change manager extraordinaire. And then political scientist Professor Bronwyn Hayward. She's an IPCC lead author. Indeed, she was one of the key authors of the absolutely critical report that's just come out this week from the IPCC, what's known as the AR6 synthesis report. And she's also a champion of people, and Bronwyn's also one of the smoothest of straight talkers. She's got a delightful way of presenting, but she doesn't mince her words. Then we come to Sophie Hanford, Fridays for the Future leader, and an articulate Kapiti councillor. Sophie's switched on. I've had the great pleasure of interviewing her, as I have with Bronwyn Hayward as well. And then we'll get on to the 5th member, which is the World Authority on Climate Adaptation, Dr. Judy Lawrence, who's a climate commissioner, an IPCC lead author, and a research director at Victoria University of Wellington. So go, you wonderful women. You would do a much better job than our political parties are doing. Now, here's one from New Zealand Rugby. The Black Ferns and All Blacks, plus an election platform free to a good home. Here's a chance for a party with vision and guts to tick lots of the right boxes by championing our national sport, championing our future, championing New Zealand to the world, championing doing things differently, and goodness me, we have to do that, and championing creative and innovative thinking. And here's the manifesto clause to cover it. The XYZ party, let's give them a vote, the XYZ party will urgently pass legislation banning the advertising of fossil fuels and fossil-fueled vehicles and machinery in sports, and will vote however many million it takes to New Zealand Rugby to cover the lost sponsorship they are currently getting from petrochemical companies, and that will also add to the kit of the All Blacks and the Black Ferns climate-positive Kiwi branding on their shirts. And there's a picture that some of you may have seen before of one of the Black Ferns running with net zero CO2 on their shirt. So that's one of the parties will pick up that. It ticks several boxes, that particular policy, and we'll try and come up with some more useful policies for political parties as we go on. Now, I mentioned there'd be more on Naomi James, but it's not too weird to headhunt ex-oil company CEO Naomi James for climate. We have to shift away from business as usual. We all know that. We have to get on with it. And who better to spearhead that than Naomi James, the retiring CEO from Marsden Point's oil refinery? I have a love of complex change situations, is what she told Newsroom in an article written about the end of her period as a CEO. When she joined at the start of the first COVID lockdown, the company was absolutely nosediving. And Naomi James not only turned it round dramatically, but in doing so, and here's what she said about her approach, it is possible to combine complex transformation and people-centered leadership. That is phenomenal, and that's exactly what we need in addressing the climate crisis. We have a complex transformation. We've got to look after people in the process and a whole lot more. And so we need someone with the skills and the attitude of someone like Naomi James. She also reflected that a prior employer she worked with had a catastrophic failure. That taught me, she said, the importance of time and of not running out of time. Hello, that's got a bit of a climate dimension as well, hasn't it? We all know that we're chewing up time, we're running out of time, and things are just getting worse. And if you're still unsure about it, the article by Nikki Mando, by the way, a great article, she also talked a little bit to Naomi's replacement called James Miller, and he said about her that Naomi James is a phenomenal in a situation of major change. So come back, Naomi, and run our climate strategy organization, please. Okay, I forgot to give you the brain teaser at the beginning of this. So here's the brain teaser, then we'll get into the hot tip, and then I'll give you the answers to the brain teaser. So the brain teaser is, what do V2G and V2H and V2L stand for, and why are they significant in a climate sense? Before I give you the answer, here's the hot tip for a cooler planet. Play the off game equals off fossil fuels. This is a game I've made up. I don't know whether it's ever been around. As fossil fuels disappear, what are the last five uses that deserve priority? If we had to get rid of all of our uses of fossil fuel and then just hang on to what were the last ones that we would deprive of fossil fuel, the ones that we think are such important uses of fossil fuel that we would just be willing to keep them going until we didn't have anything else to replace them with. I've invited people to email me, Lindsay@resilience, that's L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, Lindsay@resilience, R-E-S-I-L-I-E-N-Z, resilience.co.nz. Be interesting to hear what you've got to say. Okay, now I said I would give you a little bit on the answers to the brain teaser. So the questions were, what do V2G, V2H and V2L stand for, and why are they significant in a climate sense? Well, they stand for vehicle to grid, vehicle to home, and vehicle to load. And they're all ways to use EV batteries to feed the other way. In other words, feed from the vehicle into the mains. And it's important for several reasons. One of them is that they can ease the generation challenges because the evening peak is one of the critical determinants of what generating capacity we need, and it's coping with that peak that sometimes increases the use of fossil fuels like coal in the Huntly Power Station. And so if we can have electric vehicles with some charge left, putting power back into the battery, suddenly we have potentially a power station scattered around the country, and that's a good thing too because we get the electricity delivered where the load is. But the other thing is that it actually improves the resilience of areas so that if we happen to have a power outage but we have vehicles that are charged up or can charge from solar panels, then that also gives a basis or a means of keeping houses going. And apparently there were houses like that up the East Coast after Cyclone Gabrielle who managed to keep some of their houses going by virtue of the batteries in their cars. So V2H, V2G and V2L is a very useful part of potential electric vehicles. And I am hoping that the government will have a favourable subsidy for an extra favourable one for people bringing in electric vehicles that have that reverse charging capacity. So that brings us to the end of this Climate Matters. Thank you so much for joining me. I do hope I enjoy your company again next week. This is Lindsay Wood signing off and wishing you kia kaha for the climate.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.